A reading from Acts. Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way, for I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship. I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him. Though indeed he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, 'For we too are his offspring.' Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our Gospel reading from John's Gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them."
The Gospel of the Lord. May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We were nourished by those words, weren't we? By the account of Paul's sermon and also the comforting words of Jesus. Now, there couldn't be two more poignant readings for us today in the midst of the challenges that we have faced and continue to face as we begin to gently step out again. And we can remind ourselves that while Paul was speaking on the other side of the resurrection, the Gospel reading sets Jesus and the disciples at the Last Supper. Jesus is trying to prepare the disciples for what is to come, reminding them of God's unconditional love, that they won't be left alone no matter what. But while God's love is unconditional, to receive those benefits, there has to be obedience involved. Spiritual obedience, which will ultimately lead to spiritual obedience and physical obedience and emotional obedience, which will bring the right result for living a life out in unconditional love. You will keep my commandments isn't a suggestion. It's a call to put love into action, to ground that emotional sentiment into a love that heals and restores and comforts and strengthens and mobilizes transformation for good. Both of the readings today are significant in their own right as reminding us that God is always with us. He created us, he loves us, and longs to be in a two-way relationship with us. And through Jesus, in his living, dying, and rising to new life, God is dwelling within us through his Holy Spirit. So this is now an intentional relationship. We are conscious that this relationship is true and honest and is really going somewhere in the plan to mobilize us towards a more honest and authentic living out of our lives, our loves, and our longing quest for freedom, for peace and hope. For ourselves, we want that, we long for it, for the world and for others. When we are woven into that circle of love, that relationship between God, the Creator, his Son, Jesus, the Sustainer, and the Holy Spirit, the Maintainer, then we are truly able to live in a grace-filled circle of life that's lived out in love, that we can pass on to others who in turn will do likewise. Unconditionally, not conditional on whether things are happening that we want to happen, or whether we're getting our own way, or whether people are doing what we want. This is an unconditional relationship where we accept people and things and places for who they are, treating them as we would want to be treated ourselves, and doing the best to be tolerant in the differences. And actually even find a way to celebrate when appropriate. And this is the theme running through the call of Jesus to follow his commandments. And there are only two: to love God with all our heart and to love our neighbours as ourselves. And in that context, we now get a clearer understanding of Paul's great sermon about God the Creator, not made of human hands, nor a product of human imagination. He doesn't quote chapter and verse about the scripture interpretation. It is there for sure, but he doesn't need to do all that. He meets those people where they are and acknowledges their own experience of an unknown God. And then he introduces them to the God of the gospel. Verse 23. God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. And Paul assures them that we too are God's offspring. And like a loving parent, God has let the ignorant brokenness of our behaviour go on for long enough, and he is now calling for repentance. He's calling for a turning back of it all, a change of heart and mind, so that a new way, a new life can be lived, embedded on the love that he commands that we can bear witness to ourselves. And he shows us the way to access that love is through Jesus, who in turn shows us in the flesh what is happening in the spirit. Dying to brokenness and hopelessness, rising to new life of wholeness and hopefulness, free from the bondage of the sinful broken ways of the past. Now, for us, it's now time to not just talk the talk, but to walk it. And if ever a theme of God's world that was relevant today, wouldn't you agree that surely this idea of putting down old ways, learning new ideas, and practicing them continually, the kindness, the patience, the generosity, the security that we have in the things that were simple that we always had, not being dependent on the things that we can't have right now. And practicing all these things helps us towards that perfect love, which of course only God can witness to, but we can try, and trying is the achievement. And of course, the commandments of the gospel say it again. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Verses 16 to 18. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be with you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. Jesus is saying, you will see me because you, my followers, have been open, we've trusted, and we've believed. And so therefore, we will see. And Jesus continues to assure that although you won't see me for a little while, you will see me. You will see me in a new way, though. I will send you an advocate, which means I will send you one called to be by your side, always, an intercessor, a go-between, between heaven and earth, within us, Jesus at the centre. There is a really famous book called The Go-Between God. Earth, Jesus, heaven. We come to Jesus. We soar to heaven. And then heavenly grace fills our lives and our hearts. Jesus is sure that his followers will experience his love in a new way. And by following those commandments, we are told that we will be loved, and we will be able to love more fully, more truly. And we will be loved by the Father, our Father, through Jesus, in the power of that Holy Spirit. I will love them and reveal to them myself, says Jesus. And the amazing hope and conviction of these words is that the revelation that we are promised is quite simple. It is the revelation of divine, pure love. Amen. And we pray. We are your children, O God. We trust that you have not left us alone. As you show us the love that is the way, the truth, the life of all that is good, help us always to show that love in all that we do, so that all may be filled with the Spirit of your way, your truth, and your love. Amen. And we come to the time where we affirm our faith by the words of a creed. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And at this point, for simplicity's sake, really, I invite you to join me in the peace now, before we enter our time of prayer. So please join me. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And we share that peace in whatever way works for us at this time.